With a look at your sports this morning, I'm sports director Travis Krenz. Mitchell Colonel softball finally got their season started yesterday, and they had a near-perfect start as they defeated Aberdeen Central 11-0 in five innings behind a no-hitter from eighth grader Riley Jennings. It was the first official softball game for both teams, as the sport is now sanctioned through the South Dakota High School Activities Association. Jennings struck out 13 of the 18 batters she faced, while not allowing a hit. Offensively for Mitchell, they were led by Delaney Dagan, who was 3-for-3, had 3 RBIs, and scored 3 times. Dagan also had the first hit and first run in Mitchell softball history. So after a couple of weeks of some bad weather, Mitchell Colonel softball now has finally got their season started. They will host Watertown coming up tomorrow night here in Mitchell at 6 o'clock. That game was originally supposed to be played in Watertown, but now has been moved to Mitchell. Also yesterday, Mitchell boys tennis, they picked up a couple of victories outdoors in Brookings, sweeping the Bobcats 9-0 and also shutting out Aberdeen Roncalli 9-0. Mitchell boys tennis back at home on Friday when they host Sioux Falls Lincoln at 4 o'clock. Mitchell track and field also outdoors yesterday. They competed in Yankton against the host Yankton, also Brandon Valley and Aberdeen Central. They were on hand for that quadrangular. Mitchell, they won 4 events on the day, all on the girls' side. Maya Mullenmeister, she finished first in the girls' 100 meters at 12.75 seconds and also took first in the 200 meters at 27.45 seconds. Mitchell also won the girls' 4x100-meter relay, finishing with the time of 50.94 seconds behind Lizzie Tyler, Lainey Forst, Claire Haig, and Brooke Barcher. And for Mitchell, it was Taylor DeYoung winning the girls' discus throw with a distance of 111.07 feet. That was just over 4 feet further than second place. Up next for Mitchell track and field will be the Corn Palace Relays this weekend. That'll be at Joe Cornell Field starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday. And Mitchell girls golf, they'll open up their season tomorrow at the Harrisburg Invite. The Colonels will also play in the quadrangular next Tuesday in Huron. Also on the diamond yesterday, Dakota Wesleyan baseball, they dropped a doubleheader at home versus Concordia, losing game 1, 11-7, and then getting shut out in game 2, 4-0. Dakota Wesleyan, they're set to play South Dakota State this afternoon at 3 o'clock. That'll be at the Sanford Diamonds in Sioux Falls. Also, SDSU baseball with a tune-up yesterday as they won at Briar Cliff 18-5. Jackrabbit shortstop Luke Ira hit for the cycle, finishing 5-for-5, had a single, double, triple, and home run with 4 runs scored and 4 RBIs. Also yesterday, it was SDSU softball splitting a doubleheader at Iowa State. Jackrabbits won the first game 4-3 before losing 8-1 in game 2. Shannon Lacey picked up the win in the circle for the Jackrabbits, allowing just 2 runs over 7 innings, along with 5 strikeouts. SDSU softball, they improved to a 24-15 on the season. They get ready to play North Dakota State in Brookings for a 3-game weekend series. That starts with a doubleheader Saturday at 1 o'clock. For more sports, you can check out our website at KORNradio.com. I'm Travis Krenz.